Are y'all live now?
Oh, yeah.
We're always live.
Oh,
yeah,
shoot.
Yeah. Everybody's okay. Listening.
It all gets edited around. So.
Oh, good.
We change the order of your words. We can make you say whatever we want you to say, honestly.
Back. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me.
All right, guys. Well, welcome back to the Functional Life Podcast, where we talk about all things that make up a happy, healthy, fun, functional life. And today, Jason, we are special episode, one-off live recording right here, live casting, sauna casting, as we're calling it. We're in the sun. We're in the heat, but all for a good reason. We are here to celebrate the grand opening of our partner's store, flagship store down here at Peachtree Corners of the Forum, Lululemon. We've been a pop-up store, a little experimental store for how long? How long was the pop-up store open?
A little over 2 years.
Two years. And now they've proven themselves, and they were granted a big flagship location, and it's pretty amazing, I must say, Jason.
It's beautiful in here. They've done a great job with the build-out. It's right on the corner where I think Williams-Sonoma used to be in this space. So it's right on the corner of the Forum as you drive in. It's beautiful. Yeah, they've built it out. Open ceilings, great sound system. We were just admiring the Bose sound system in here.
Yeah.
It's pretty incredible.
The artwork's a little questionable, in my opinion. But besides that, I think it's doing all right.
That laugh that you're hearing on here, we've got my wonderful wife, Jen Ferguson. She is the one of the managers here at the Forum location. And we wanted to talk to her just for a few minutes and get her perspective, not only on Lululemon in general, because she's been working here for a while, but also tell us a little bit about this store and what people can expect as they come in here. So, Jen, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
First time. You nervous? Excited?
I haven't been invited yet.
That's funny. Well, you're probably our number one fan, though. We appreciate that. Well, tell us, what went in, first of all, tell us about Lululemon, why you wanted to work here, what that's been like.
So I actually started a little over 2 years ago as a part-time seasonal worker. My little one went to kindergarten and was looking for something to do. And I thought, this is fun. I love their clothes.
Just your little one right here next to you?
Yep.
That what you mean by the little one?
Yes. He's seven now. And so I was looking for something to do and met someone at the gym that worked for Lululemon. He said they were hiring. And I was like, oh, can you get me in? And that was it. I interviewed and started the pop-up and just absolutely love the company. I love all of the benefits with them. And I was planning on just doing it kind of part-time as this little gig. But as I stayed there, I ended up kind of moving through positions a little bit. And because I love the company so much. It's a fun place to work. It's a good atmosphere. You meet people from all walks of life. And the guests are great.
One of the things I've been the most impressed with on the outside, looking in and watching Lulu, is how they treat employees down on the retail level. A lot of times in my mind, I would think, a retail employee is just going to show up and do their job and go home. But I love how they treat them as valued people, humans, and they push a lot of the decision-making down to the local level, which I've been impressed with. I mean, there's a lot of autonomy that you guys get here at the local level to run your own little business, which I think is fantastic.
Yeah.
For sure. Yes. I guess the phrase we use is you're in choice over a lot of things and how things go in the store. And really the, we call it our North Star, is just guest experience. We want to provide an amazing guest experience, whatever that looks like.
What do you think guests will experience here? I mean, obviously the store is bigger, which is going to help.
Much bigger. Triple, would you say?
Oh, for sure. I would say not quite triple, but close.
Yeah.
We were so stuffed in the old location that we just outgrew it really quickly. So this one is so nice and everything is new and shiny. And
other than having room to move around, which is fantastic, is there more product in here as well?
Yes, absolutely. We have a lot more breadth as far as different styles.
Tell me, what's your favorite piece of clothing?
That's a great question. If you only had the one, the rest of your life.
One thing. one
I know thing. Women, it's going to be leggings or sports bra. Or
no, actually, it's probably the sweatshirt both of you have on, which is really funny because it's men's wear. But I love the City Sweat sweatshirt.
Mm-hmm.
It is the perfect weight, and I like it a
would
little
bit. Would you go
oversized.
Hoodie or a crew neck?
Oh, no, I go hoodie. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Will and I have been on
I'll wear it all year round.
We've been on a quest to find the perfect hoodie.
We think we did. Well, you were.
I think this one's
I
it.
Thought I'd got you a good, but no, this one's better.
Yeah, this one's yeah, way better.
It is. That one kind of sucked, yeah. Actually.
Like painter's weight.
If you threw, it was painter's. There's a Sherwin Williams sweatshirt.
It's like Dickies.
You threw it away. It's fine.
I still wear it when I like go in the woods and things. Rip it up in briars.
Have to like go create a bonfire.
I would say when he's cold, but he's never cold.
Yeah. Well,
that's a fact.
Not right now for sure.
No.
Let me. I'll tell you this, Jen. You talked about the company values here, and mm-hmm. I, as an ambassador, you know, I only get exposed to some of it. But even from that, they draw you in, and it's very cool how they think about branding from sort of the inside out, like a grassroots thing. So they want mm-hmm. to. Lululemon by now is a well-recognized brand. Everybody knows what it is for the most part, but they don't think of it. Lululemon doesn't operate to me like a normal retail store, like a J. Crew or an Athleta would, where it's so much focused on the retail store. They want to be out in the community supporting other gyms, the partnerships mm-hmm. they make with ambassadors. And not only that, they offer me a lot of resources, probably similar to like offer you of like just development. Like there's a whole online hub and portal. I'm a mm-hmm. member of a kind of whole community of ambassadors. They do social media training, communications training, leadership training. Like the resources open up to me for free.
Right.
So then that I can be better and then they can partner with me and it kind of makes everybody better at once. Right. I mean, think of my brand as synergy. Like that is synergy, the definition of that word to a heart.
Yeah.
So I've always mm-hmm. thought that was very unique. I don't know if a lot of brands doing that.
Yeah, I completely agree. In my mind, I think they care about the whole person.
Yeah.
And that, you know, they encourage so much the employees to go out and sweat, so yeah. to speak, in the community. No matter how you like to sweat, how you like to expend energy, if it's yoga, if it's CrossFit, Pure Barre, any of those things.
Yeah.
So that everybody is getting those endorphins. You're taking yeah. care of the whole person. They offer so many different things to make sure that everybody feels complete.
Yeah. So much more than just clothes. Mm-hmm. I mean, the clothes are worn for the activities that they're supporting.
Right.
But this is kind of like the first company I've ever known that's really linked those two things, which seems like common sense now, but no one else is doing it.
Well, and that brings to light why we partnered with Lululemon for this Functional Life podcast. I mean, yep. the functional life is all those aspects. It's
that's right.
being healthy physically, emotionally, active in the community. And Lululemon is big time into that, like you just spoke
they are.
About.
So. And their branding's cool. All those little words, you know, I think that gets mm-hmm. laughed at. Like in my company, I have those same, the same buzzwords that we do. Hashtag my gym is better. Like
right.
these little, but I purposefully take these things and run with them so that people can say them in public, and it almost becomes like repetition, and that
right.
brings that brand awareness. They're doing that same thing for the employees, which
yeah.
on the outside looking in seems silly, but it's so smart.
Yeah. I love it. I mean, I think when I first started working here, I was like, cool, I'll sell stretchy pants. Like
yeah.
that'll be fun. And actually that is fun, but it's a lot more than stretchy pants.
Yeah,
high
yeah,
quality.
Yeah.
Stretchy pants.
Very high quality.
I mean.
The best.
Absolutely.
Fantastic, yeah. Well, that's your wrap-up music that we've got playing right there. So,
oh, good. It's apparently, my jam.
Yeah, apparently people want us to wrap up. Thank you for joining us on the podcast. We really
You're
appreciate
welcome.
It. And,
of course.
We'll be talking to a couple more Lululemon employees
yep.
before we get out of here.
Politics. Did we forget that?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I'm
yeah.
just kidding.
Can dive into that.
What do you
personal
think about
questions?
Politics?
What kind of personal questions were
so,
you
So, politics.
Ask?
Go.
Politics? That's my question.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yep, thank you. First
if,
question.
If it, there was an election Aaron. And the Apostle Paul was running against Peter, who would you vote for? Ooh. Stoic wisdom, or do you want kind of brash? Maybe he was a general.
I mean, that's actually a really good question.
I know, I just thought
I think
of that.
I'm going to go with.
A whole episode on that.
I'm going with Peter because he actually.
He's a
well, he's just. He's loud and he says what's on his mind, and I feel like that's going to work well in politics.
I feel like Peter would be the perfect president with a Paul as chief of staff.
Yeah, because Paul's actually been there and done that, but those people
right.
don't actually get elected.
That's right. Yeah,
unfortunately.
They're just too smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which shorts are your favorite? You've got a bunch of these.
Definitely the Pacebreaker. I'm probably with you. I like the Pacebreaker, and if I had my choice, I would like some of the thicker material Pacebreakers.
Yeah.
I actually like the THE shorts, and I think the only difference on those and the Pace Breakers is the that I can tell is one has a split at the quad, and the THE shorts have the strings on the outside, and the Pace Breakers have it on the inside.
There's one other fundamental difference, and you wouldn't know this, but I do.
Okay.
The short, THE short, uh-huh. is made for people that take no acetol.
What does that mean?
That means you have no acetol.
Oh. I forgot. So for, the, chefs.
For those of us that actually have some... Those of us that have some booty in the pants...
I haven't noticed that.
The THE... Well, you wouldn't. But if you put on...
Sure.
Yeah, you put on the THE and it just like... It like it's right sucks there. To the front because it has all been taken up in the back. Like, it's no good.
Okay, I did not notice that. You're right, I wouldn't.
Yeah, it's not a good look for... if anybody's a full-figured male that squats a lot, has a nice nice round booty, peaches in those booties, then...
Yeah.
Well, that, yeah. Pace Breaker. I don't know what this one is, but it's my new favorite.
It's like a lounge one?
Well, I thought that, but Jen said it's created for working out. This is all the ripstop material, just like the workout shorts. So I've worn it working out, and there's no wear and tear at all.
No split in the quad, though. I like a split quad.
But it's thick like the camo Pace Breakers. I don't know what these are called. We'll find out. But
so I would do Pace Breaker in the summer, the light ones, and I'd like the thicker ones in the winter. Not because of the warmth, just because it feels right.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I agree with that. Have you tried their underwear yet?
Yes, I have them on right now.
Yeah, same.
And I don't like the compression ones all that much.
Same. I can't wear them.
But the normal cotton ones are fine. Yeah. Now, Fabio will wear the cotton ones working out.
I wear the everyday working out.
They're fine?
Yep.
They don't get a little sweaty on the old sack?
No.
Okay.
I mean, everything gets sweaty, so it doesn't matter what I wear.
They dry out, yeah.
It doesn't matter what I wear.
Okay. So, I wussed out on the back squats. I got to 185. You finished it. And then I went back and got my DEXA scan and learned that I was down 6 pounds of muscle in the last 2 years, which is bad, very bad.
Well, that's not surprising in that you haven't been pushing as hard.
But I didn't know it was that bad. That's a lot of muscle. You should not lose
that. Is 6 pounds a lot?
A whole lot.
Gaining 6 pounds would be really hard.
It's going to take 2 years. You would work out all year really hard and hope to gain 2 pounds at my age.
Yeah.
So I'm the lowest muscle mass I've been as an adult ever.
How far down were you, though, on other things like
body fat was down a little with 3 pounds. I was down 9 pounds total. But it shows I just haven't been pushing myself into strength like I should have been. It's a good wake-up call for me. I had an injured shoulder, so my upper body, I knew that one. But he said it's almost all in my legs. And I just hadn't been squatting heavy. I kind of half-ass it, you know? And that's why I have half-ass.
That's true.
So you got to work on that. It's funny because my maxes are all about the same, but it's the endurance. It's not there.
Yeah. Well, that's what the Widowmaker sets.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's the greatest thing I've ever done in our gym.
I'm going to get back to it.
That 3x20, it was insane.
Yeah.
Overall strength, the muscular endurance, and size, all three came. Which size was the one that surprised me.
Yep.
But both my quads and my butt got bigger doing that.
How many times did you do it at 225? Just once and called it that?
I did the 3x20.
But you didn't do it like another week like that.
Oh, no. I died.
Once you finish that, you're like, I've made it. I'm done.
Yeah. No. Yeah. 225, it was actual death. It was seeing stars for 3 or 4 minutes after each set. I mean, it was real hard.
Well, if you can stomach putting those headphones on.
I feel like the snow is up to our waist outside.
Oh, man. Yeah,
yes.
Pull it down. You hear yourself?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, there you are.
Scary?
Yeah, it is scary.
Yeah.
I don't like
you
it.
You can lower that chair somehow, but we can figure out. Jen raised it all the way up.
Right now we've got 1,623 listeners, so they're going to hear you.
You could have just said 16, maybe.
I like that chair action. That's smooth.
Yeah,
down.
Hey.
Where'd you get that?
Probably Target. You might have never heard of it, but.
Yeah, okay.
It's very
my wife's been there
highfalutin.
Before.
Yeah.
Yeah. I call Target $76 because there's not. She's like, I got to stop by Target and get something. It's always at least $76.
That's fair.
I'm like, what? It's always the same. Well, she could say the same to me about Lowe's, I guess, so I get it.
That's a fact.
It's okay.
Jeez, if I go to Lowe's for light bulbs, I'm coming back with
$100
of something. Yeah.
Well, Aaron, I don't know how you say your last name.
How do you say your last name?
McCaldin.
McCaldin. That's a lot more easy than I thought.
Yeah.
Now it sounds stupid. Thank you, Aaron.
Welcome, Aaron McCaldin.
Yeah.
McCaldrin.
I thought it was going to be McAldin is what I was hoping for.
No, it's not. It's very...
Irish or Scottish?
Both.
Oh.
Mm-hmm, more Scottish than
Irish. Is it Scotch-Irish? So that's a different thing. We'll talk about that offline.
Okay, great.
I'm Scottish. Ferguson, obviously.
Yeah, I am too. I'll tell you my Scottish story. But first, let's talk about you.
Okay, fine. We can talk about you.
We'll talk about me first.
Sure.
Because this will go quick and I can edit it out. But Hamilton was, this is my engagement story. I told this at the ambassador's dinner. Were you there for that?
Yes.
You were at my table.
Yep.
You might not have heard it, though. So in Scotland.
No, I'm not an ambassador.
Lord Hambledon was the very first Hamilton. He was if you've seen Braveheart, Robert the Bruce, the guy at the end. Lord Hambledon was one of the guys that brought soldiers and supported Robert the Bruce for him to beat England.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
The Ferguson clan was one at that table as well.
Let's go.
I'm dead serious.
Okay, then you need to look this up. So I wanted to know where the very first Hamilton family was from. There's a Lord Hambledon was the first Hamilton. I found a town in Scotland called Hamilton. He had a castle there. It was his town, okay? The town's just kind of a normal city now. It's not anything cool. But I wanted to take my wife there to ask her to marry me. Because I was like, if I could take her where the Hamiltons began and say, would you like this? Would you like to be a Hamilton? I thought, how cool is this?
Very cool.
So he had a country cottage on this island, like his vacation home. And it was a little castle called Broadick Castle on the Isle of Arran. So I planned this whole thing. It was the Hamilton estate, the Hamilton castle. Had all the Hamilton, like, china and all the stuff in the history there. And it was impossible to figure out. But I had a photographer I'd hired from Scotland overseas. And I was, like, barely out of college trying to coordinate this. Long story short, I've rented a car. I'm driving on the left side of the road trying to find this ferry to get to this island. And we're running way late because there's no like Google Maps back then. I've got like MapQuest directions printed out.
You know?
It's impossible. So we run late and miss our ferry. So we have to catch the next ferry, which is 4 hours later. So I know this photographer's out here waiting in this garden like for the time I was going to pop the question. But again, we didn't have cell phones like in Scotland. So it's like she has no way of communicating with me. So we finally get there. I already know this. The photographer's left. This is not going to happen. But we tour the castle, the whole thing. We go to the gardens. The time of the year we were in, I don't know what the bugs are over there, but I can only equate them to no-see-ums. You would understand no-see-um around here. We go out to the gardens and sit down on this little bench, and I'm like ready for this thing. I'm like, I've been fiddling with a ring in my pocket the whole trip. The bugs are so bad, they're eating us alive. And I'm trying to have this romantic conversation with her. I was like, hey, this is a pretty special place. And she's like, yeah, it's pretty special, like doing this. And I was like, I mean, it's beautiful. Look at these gardens. It's home. And she's like, yeah, I'm ready to go. It's pretty nice. Like pissed. And finally, it's like, it's not happening at all what I wanted. I'm stressed out. So I finally get down. I was like, well, I get down on one knee, and there's literally bugs on my eyelids biting me.
It's really
and
too
I,
bad.
I had this plan. I was like, would you
this.
Like to be a part of the Hamilton family after seeing all this? And finally, I get down on one knee, and I'm asked, I was like, would you like to, you think you'd like to be a Hamilton? And she finally goes, what's happening? And she's like, are you asking me to marry you? I was like, yeah. She's like, yes, yes, yes. Give me the ring. She puts it on and says, let's go. Can we get out of here? And the whole thing, we sprint out of there, eaten alive by bugs. So the whole thing was terrible. But what I would tell you is you should go back and see if there's a very first Ferguson where they were and find that place in Scotland and visit it.
Oh, yeah, it's no, really cool. For sure. The Fergusons have a castle.
Yeah, they probably do.
No, they do.
That's so cool, too.
It's absolutely.
If you could ever take Jen there, I think it's a magical experience. Just don't do it in the dead of summer when we did it.
Yes.
Not a good time.
No.
Depending on where the castle is.
Not noted.
So this was, yeah, anyways. But Scotland's amazing if you've never been
yeah,
there.
Yeah, the Ferguson clan was one of the two or three largest, like, under the Bruces.
Wow. No, we have a lot more. Why do we like each other? Yeah. We're all friends of Robert the Bruce.
We're probably related way back when.
He was probably some rapist, some terrible dude. I don't know.
Oh, he was definitely terrible.
Yeah, but whatever. That's why we're here.
Back to Aaron.
Speaking of who's not terrible. All right, Aaron is the general manager. Is that what they call your head? What is your actual title?
Store manager.
Store manager of this beautiful location.
A.K.A. boss.
She's the boss lady.
I've warmed up to that term.
We talked to Jen earlier about how this was a pop-up store for 2 years. Is that right?
Yeah, we opened in September of 2020.
Wow.
So were you part of opening that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. So yep. They hired me in July of 2020, and then we opened in September.
So you're here from day one.
Mm-hmm.
Were you working at Lululemon when they hired you already? Were you somewhere else?
I was at Lululemon. So I opened the outlet in Dawsonville in 2017.
Okay.
I had just moved to Georgia. And that was also a pop-up. It was just an outlet.
Yeah.
And they're permanent now. And when I got hired for this store, I had been over at the Avalon for about 9 months. Went from the outlet to Avalon, and then I got hired here. So I bounced over here.
Yeah.
So it's kind of your thing is taking pop-ups and making them the real deal.
I guess so.
That's what you're known for.
I guess so.
Well, yeah. This is two out of two.
She's a creator.
She's
obviously
batting 1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty fantastic.
Pretty good. Yeah. What was that process like? So for 2 years, I don't know. We talked a little bit about the culture of Lululemon with Jen. As a manager of a store that's responsible for that. So for 2 years, I'm assuming that you've got a lot of things. You've got to hire a team. You've got to hit certain sales numbers. You've got to, is it literally like it sounds to me from the outside in, like we're trying to see if you can prove yourself in this location. And then if so, we grant you a store.
Yeah.
A flagship store.
Yeah. So our lease got extended twice. Okay. So we were doing well. Our first lease was.
You opened in the middle of the pandemic, by the way, mm-hmm. basically.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, 2020. Wait. Yeah. 2020 yeah. was. Yep. Doesn't seem like
that can't be easy.
Doesn't seem
but
right.
But you're in
no.
Georgia. That's nice.
Yes.
Better than opening in San Francisco or something.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. It's so our original lease was, I think, around 9 months and maybe a little longer. Maybe it was just over a year.
Okay.
And then we had been open for about 9 months when I found out we were going to get extended.
Yeah.
So they extended us twice. And then in April of this year, of 2022, I found out we were going to be made permanent.
Wow.
But that's all. It's new guest acquisition. Like, you maintain a certain percentage of new guest acquisition throughout the entirety of
the store?
So
they track that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it's, I mean, sales for sure. What's the community like? Is the community growing? Are you able to build new community relationships?
Yep.
Is it cannibalizing some of the other stores around? Things like that.
Yeah.
And is the traffic increasing? Are the sales? So they look for like percentages of that. So we've stayed really consistent at like around a 30% sales growth since we opened, which
wow.
is really something I'm really proud of. It hasn't been this like astronomical growth, but it's been really consistent, which I've yep. been really happy about.
Yep. Similar to my gym. That was exactly how it was for me.
What's the community piece of that? I mean, we heard Jen talk about it. We know it. We've experienced it. But why is Lululemon so big into the community piece?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it's something I think I've always kind of struggled to explain in a way that is like a one-liner. It's like what's happening here today. And I saw Brandon, right,
yep.
just now.
Yep.
So it's like welcoming people into your home kind of situation and like really creating that experience that's different from anywhere else you're going to go shop. Like we talked about Target, like yeah. people go to Target, they're never going to stop going to Target, but like what sets us apart from other athletic retail clothing stores, and that's one of them.
Yeah, I definitely don't see anybody else out in the community engaging the
never.
Community.
Never
you guys it. Hit the locally owned gyms and things like that in your area and build relationships. I think that's fantastic.
It literally has the feel to me. I mean, this is a global public company, huge company. It has the feel of a small business.
Yeah.
Because, like, I get guys to stop by my gym with FitAid or with something to brand and say, hey, can I set up a table here and let's talk about our product? And I get it. It's a small grassroots organization. But you've got, like, Target's not doing that. You know, Athleta is not doing that. Nike's certainly not doing that. It's,
right.
They come into your gym. So it's almost like, I used the word with Jen earlier, the first brand I've seen, to use my own brand, that creates synergy between the store and the community around you. It's not like just trying to talk people, just put up billboards and ads and try to get people into your store. It's like, no, let's take our store out into the public and meet people, get to know people, connect. In a lot of ways, Jason, it reminds me of a ministry model.
Yeah.
In a way. I mean, that's what it feels like.
Yeah, it's getting to know people, valuing people. It's very different than just the straight consumer model of come buy our thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Man, and it works.
And we love it.
Yeah. I think it's like seeing somebody for who they are more than just surface level and being, seeing them for who they are and like, and diving in a little bit deeper than just like, hey, do you want to buy this shirt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's also, it's evolved over the years. And I do really appreciate that about the company too. When people interview with me, they ask me like, what's kept me? I've been with the company 9 years. Like, why have you stayed? And I really wow. think that a big part of that's like the evolution and the willingness for the company to grow and change and evolve. And so a lot of what the community is now is that diversity and inclusion piece and
yep.
like connecting with people in the community that are also on that same level and like, who's not at the table and like, how can we include them or how can we like get their perspective involved too?
Yeah.
So that's kind of a lot too of like what that is to me and what I see like growing and changing over the years.
Talk about, I think the moniker they use for that is IDEA,
mm-hmm.
right? Talk about that. What does that mean?
Yeah. So IDEA is an acronym. Lululemon loves acronyms.
Yeah.
It's inclusion, diversity, equity, and action is what it stands for.
Yeah.
And I really love that, like, action piece. It's like, yeah. Okay, cool.
Let's not just talk about it.
Yep. What are we going to do?
Let's be about it.
And a lot of that for me, and I think it's like, okay, what does that look like for each person as an individual?
Right.
So for me, a lot of that's like, how am I being an ally? How am I learning? And how am I encouraging my team to do the same too?
Right.
And yeah, it's how are we encompassing that? How are we encompassing it when we're out in the community? How are we including guests when they're in our store in that way and really getting to know them? And like, is the team diverse? Is the team inclusive? Like, are we treating each other that way? And then therefore, are we also treating our guests and like every person that walks in the door?
So Aaron, I've got to wonder, you know, you've got a new store. It's much, much larger. I assume that there's a lot more headcount here. You mentioned interviewing and why people are asking, are you hiring? Are you hired up? Are you hiring? Are you looking for people? And if so, what do you look for? Somebody's like, hey, I might want to go work at Lulu. Like, what are you looking for?
That's a great question. We have a bigger team than we've ever had right now, which is wild to me.
How many people at the store?
We have 25, 26. Wow. We have a couple people in transition right now. 25, 26. Yeah. Wow. And when we started, we had 14.
Wow.
Yeah. And we worked in... Back to pandemic real quick, we worked in pods, so the team was separated into two, and we never overlapped with one another.
Oh, wow.
Just in case.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So you still need more or not? You set.
Right now we're hired, but we're going to start, we're pretty much on an always interviewing type situation, just so that we don't get into a spot where we're like scrambling for people.
What do you look for? Like, what's one thing that you look for in people that are a good fit culturally here at Lulu?
The idea piece is a big one. It's probably my biggest. And it's like, are you inclusive? And what does that mean to you? And ideally to me, that's they're bringing something to the table that I've never heard before or that's different. Or
unique.
And someone that's willing to challenge. I don't necessarily say this in an interview, but I'm always like, I want somebody that's going to disagree with me.
Yeah.
That's going to see something that's different than I can see because I'm never going to see everything, right?
Yeah.
Like, and that someone that's willing to voice those things.
Well, that's one of the things we talked about with Jen. One of the things outside looking in that I've been so impressed with Lulu is how, as a corporation, they push so many of the ideas and so much of the responsibility and decision making down to the local level that having people with that type of mindset who I think of that as just an ownership mindset. They can own their own ideas. They can speak up. Those are the type of people that also own an environment who want to make sure that this place looks like it's supposed to be. They want to make sure that guests are taken care of the way they're supposed to be. I think that's a big piece of why you guys are successful.
Yeah. The autonomy, like what you're describing to me. Yeah. Like I 100%, like I really feel like I have a lot of ownership and yeah, it's a huge corporation, but I have a lot of ownership in like this business itself being successful.
One of the things, Aaron, we talked to Jen about was, and you have to do the same, we're going to put you on the hot seat. What is your one single most favorite item in this store at Lulu? If you had to just pick one thing, what's your favorite?
Oh, man.
You only have one thing for the rest of your life.
It's probably these pants.
I was going to say, girls are going to go pants. I know.
Yeah.
We're on a radio, so people can't see these pants. Like, what pants are we talking about?
Pants. These are Align pants with pockets.
Aligns with pockets. So you make Align without pockets?
We make Aligns without pockets. We make them in
Now, why would someone choose to not have a pocket when they could have a pocket?
The pockets are big ones. Maybe a little less cumbersome without a pocket?
Yeah.
I don't know. To me, I like the pocket.
Yeah, it's just a weird question. I know it's a random question.
Now, as we wrap up this interview segment, can you talk to us about why your hands are orange and did you shower with iodine this morning?
Yeah, I think she's got some tanning going on there, my guess. Let's go to that and say it.
Well, it happens to be January, so there's not a ton of myself laying out in the sun happening.
And so you wanted to look healthy for this, and you look
leprosy. That's a CrossFitter's hands that got absorbed into calluses, and you can't get it out.
It's way worse because of my calluses. I can never I have people that are like, you know, you can use a mitten to put that on. I'm like, yeah, but it still gets into my calluses.
It makes total sense. If you're going to show up to your grand opening with your belly showing, you need to have a healthy glow.
Absolutely.
And then the problem is you're supposed to put the gloves on. I'm not saying I have self-tanner experience, but I know this piece of it. You're supposed to put these gloves on. She didn't do that, obviously.
I'm calling BS on that, too. Like, he definitely has
experience. She went quick with it. She went quick with it, and that's okay. So now she has a healthy glow with a slight leprosy look. So it's almost like she looks healthy, but I don't want to touch her.
Yeah.
Balance, okay? Healthy, but...
Hey, last thing. So last year, you joined us at our gym for the Open, the CrossFit Open.
I did.
Do you plan to do that again this year? Because we love having you and other Lululemon folks at our gym for the Open.
I do. I was telling Will that yesterday, actually. Yeah, I had a blast last year. It's always so fun. And I think I had come once. I came once for an Open the year previous.
Year before, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep. I just have a blast. I love... like the competition, but also like I'm always, I know some, I've made some friends there at this point, but I feel like every time I'm in that gym, I have someone walking up to me being like, I don't know who you are,
right?
But my name is blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And
pretty cool.
One of them tried to sell you a dog last time.
Yes. I tried to get in twist my arm.
Isn't
like
funny?
That wouldn't have been a tough sell.
We can announce it here now because I haven't told our staff this yet, but we are doing the Open this year. We just had some material come out, how we're no longer affiliated with CrossFit, but we can still do the Open. That's the nice thing for several reasons. If you want to listen to that episode, it's live right now. It's up on our everywhere your podcasts are consumed. But we are going to do the Open, and it's going to be our workout every Friday, which is 3 weeks now, which I like. Only one Friday Night Lights, probably. We're going to do one big party.
Yeah.
And for several reasons, I was telling Aaron that over the years, it used to be a big spectacle, but I think this is culture in general. It's probably also a sign of us aging as a gym and an area. 70% of our gym happens in the morning now.
Yeah.
And it used to be the Open, we did it at 5:00 in the evening on Friday night because that's when all the, I guess you would say, athletes would show up. All the people you'd want to watch would be there. And over the years, it became less and less of that. People could still come watch. But all of a sudden, we had a huge crowd with nobody to watch. And so it just became like over the years, like, hey, let's do – all the big athletes complete their workout in the morning or kind of right before lunch.
Saturday morning might be fun. Like, have, like, some recovery pancakes after we get done.
Oh, Saturday morning Open?
That could be an idea.
Breakfast of Champions Open.
If we're all doing it in the mornings, then let's go where the people are.
Yeah. So we do plan to be one big Friday Night Lights. I don't know if we'll do it the first or last one. I wish I could see the workouts ahead of time, but I can't. But we'll have an ice cream truck out there for the kids, probably. Make a DJ, make it a big party.
Yeah, definitely for the kids.
Yeah, right, for the kids. Remember that, Aaron.
Fine.
But we're having a great time. I think Aaron's been, she's strong. I know I've seen her work out. She's been battling some injury for the last year, but I think she's kind of in a healthy place right now.
Yeah,
so we expect big things.
Okay.
Top 10. At least
the bar is set high.
Yeah, at least in Peachtree Corners. Top 10 athlete, right?
Great.
Yeah.
I think I can handle it.
I think you can make it. I think you'll be all right.
Any final words to leave us with as you head out? Anything you want to make sure that you say to our listeners?
I don't know. I mean, probably maybe not the listeners, but I guess it's going to go to the listeners anyway if you'll decide for it too. But probably, like, y'all, the support and, like, just really enjoyed building relationship with both of you. And, I just really value that. It's become much more than I ever could have expected it to be. And I think it's exactly what an ambassador relationship is intended to be, in my opinion. And, I'm just excited for the next.
We've loved it too,
chapter.
And I want to thank you all. I had no idea what this was. Obviously, when you did that first interview with me, you could tell I was bewildered. I was like, what was this? And it's been an amazing experience so far, and really just kind of started just now. But our gym has been able to help. Even my henchman here the other night gathered a bunch of guys to come down here and help move. And even that small way that our gym and our relationships here can give back to this place was really cool. And we're really looking forward to doing more of that over the next year. And I think that I think this is going to be a very fun and mutually beneficial partnership.
Yeah.
I really do. I'll tell our listeners, because she didn't want to do it, but come down here and spend some money.
That's right.
I'm a sales guy. So we're about numbers on some level. We're not. We're about the whole person, the relationship, all those nice things Aaron said. But then I'm like, well, I also want the numbers.
Well, that's the action part.
That's the action part. Here's your action, guys. If you're in this area right now, come down here sometime whenever you need some Lulu. Don't go to the, I'm just going to tell you on the, don't go to the other stores.
Don't go to the other stores.
Go to this one. She can't say that. I can say that.
Yep, we can.
Come to this one. And if you don't like the stuff, you can return it to one of the other ones. It's all fine.
Yeah,
no, it's great. Hey, it's all good. No, in all seriousness, this is a beautiful store. 2 to 3 times, I would say, the size of what the last one was. And
yeah,
I have a lot more styles of everything. The last one was really thin on the men's clothing, so I'm honored. Like, it seems like we have almost half the store if you don't count that bag piece right there.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with at least a third.
Well, we get a third because pants have to have a third on their own.
I get it. Yeah, I understand. I'm not upset about that. The artwork is questionable. I told Jen that. But, you know, y'all can't do everything right. The sound system and the lighting, you went all out on. So I appreciate that. If we could get to a comedy show, that would be great.
If we could just get this monetized, that would be great.
That's how I feel about all of our companies.
Somebody was asking me at work the other day. They're like, hey, like, how's the podcast going? I'm like, you guys getting, like, pretty successful? I'm like,
yeah.
So successful.
Yeah.
Dozens of listens.
How do you measure success?
Did you listen to episode 5? Because that'll tell you how we measure our success.
Yeah. We say all the things you're supposed to say when you're making no money.
Yeah. Are you having fun?
We're fulfilled.
Then let's doing it.
Yeah. It brings us joy. All these things. Flexibility.
Right. We don't do this for the money, guys.
Work-life balance.
This is just for the fun of it. Our passion.
Speaking of doing this for fun, we're joined by Jana, one of our main partners here.
Jana DeFresne. Yeah. Bring it in.
DeFresne.
Hello. I'm here for the fun.
Yeah, you are
here for the fun.
You bring the fun.
The new voice you're hearing, if we decide to include this, the new voice you're hearing is Jana DeFresne, who is our partner. She runs the nutrition side of our gym. Synergy Nutrition. That's right. Where we do. We were talking to Christy about this earlier, her nutrition journey that she's getting ready to go on. And that is going to be coached, actually, by Jana. And we're here this morning at Lululemon meeting. I think we've met a few people that maybe they're interested. Maybe they get a little thing. If you want, we tell people all the time that this is, they always ask us, what do you do? Well, we coach people in nutrition, one-on-one coaching, and we equate it to, like, we help people do a budget for their food and make changes in their life, just like you would in your house if you need to make changes to your financial life. We like to make changes to your food life, your health life, your fitness life. It could be your weight life. It could be lots of things that I mean, in nutrition, as we've discovered, infiltrates just about every aspect of our society.
Yeah.
So it's we've been, what? How long have we been doing this, Janice?
2017.
So this is year 6, I guess, officially.
Wow. It's a big deal.
Seems crazy.
How many clients do you guys have? Have you served? I know that you've probably got a roundabout. How many clients have you served?
Several hundred at this point.
Crazy.
It's crazy. Amazing.
All over the nation.
Yep. We are remote based. We probably service 40% out of the gym, out of Synergy, 60% nationwide.
Yeah.
We're kind of referral based only. Not really a whole lot of heavy marketing or anything like that. So we tend to get these little hubs all over the U.S. Right now, we got a big shout out to the Northeast. Right now, got a
Northeast.
Big Northeast hub happening.
What's driving the Northeast growth?
Just referral. You kind of get one person, and they talk about it with their friends, and they another person, and you know, right now, I think a lot of these folks know each other through a preschool that they kind of either used at one point in their community or still at. They just kind of spread the name around, which is great. We're thankful for that.
Well, this is the Functional Life Podcast, so nutrition is a big piece of that. We've been wanting to have you on, and we'll do a bigger episode in the future.
Oh, can't wait.
Because, we talk about food, fun, fitness, all the things. What made you guys want to start Synergy Nutrition 6 years ago? What was the impetus to starting this as a business?
That's a great question. I'll start with this. I'll say it kind of had this the first time I ever met Will, he made a comment to me, and little did I know at the time, it actually attracted me to what he was doing at the gym and you'd been open 6 weeks at that point. So still pretty new, not a whole lot of members, but it also sort of told me a lot about who he was. And I think he stood up in his kind of, snarky way, and he said, hey, I'm Will Hamilton and I eat carbs. And I thought, oh, this guy's real. This, every other gym around here, they're trying to tell you not to eat carbs, don't eat things that are white. I don't know. There's all kinds of things people tell you.
Yeah.
And I just knew deep down that that's just not right. And I think over the years, we just continue to have conversations about that and kind of explored, and just knowing that that's not healthy. That's not the way you should do things. And
yep.
Got some certifications, educated ourselves, beta tested a few things, and then I got knocked up.
Yep.
So then we kind of hit pause on some of that, and then had the baby, and he said, "Hey, we doing this or not?" So kind of jumped in.
Yeah.
And I'll say that the part of it that got not just this interest in this company, but passion about nutrition coaching is that we were at a place, well, started with me. I hired a nutrition coach outside of here that I wanted to understand. I've always respected things of like accountability and, you know, in several areas of my life and having someone in your corner that's wiser and important to you. So I wasn't at a place in fitness that I liked. My fitness was okay, but I was heavier than I wanted to be. And I wanted to really understand this from a scientific level. So I hired a company that I respected, and I'll plug two of them, actually. I use two nutrition coaching companies. I use Working Against Gravity, still a big company, still doing great work. And I use Stronger You and became pretty close friends and kind of remote basis. Actually, he was going to come speak at our gym, and I think the pandemic messed that up. But Mike Dola was Stronger You. And I had a phenomenal experience with it. I made huge changes in my life. I became very much more aware of the balance of macronutrients I was consuming, and my performance at gym got better. I looked better. I felt better. And then Jana, coming back from having a baby and all these things, she was wanting to make some change. And I said, I was going to try this. You know, I think you've been working out and doing this a long time like me, but I think this is probably the piece you've never tried. She hired a coach at that time. And same thing, like mind blown. Like within 12, 24 weeks, like completely changed the way she looked, felt, moved, everything. And then we were like, man, how can we help more people experience what we're doing, the experience we've had? And we've got this pretty captive audience in our own gym at this point now. And we don't have a piece of, we're not helping them in this way. We can just say, hey, eat more protein. But we're not putting any really like measurable accountability, any of these pieces in place to do that. So that was the real, I mean, you get, when you have it, when something changes your life, again, go back to that ministry that aspect. When something changes your life, it should be natural that you want to tell other people about it.
Yep.
And you want to do that. So when you put those two pieces together, that's when we started doing this. And we haven't looked back since.
How many coaches do you have today that are helping with nutrition?
Well, so I coach. I take the lead on that, and then we have two other coaches, Coach Christie and Coach Boomy, that have been phenomenal.
Yep.
It's nice to have a team. Certainly helps us grow as coaches, as you can people to collaborate with and bounce ideas off of, which is only best for the clients that come to us. They get more heads rubbed together. Also kind of nice to have different personalities, people who have different strengths than others, and not everybody speaks the same language. So it's nice to be able to pair people with a coach that we feel like they'll work well with.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's give a little bit of free advice. I mean, that's one of the F's in functional life is free.
Yeah.
As you've been doing this for 6 years, hundreds of clients, give me like the top one or two places where everyone is just doing it wrong as far as nutrition, that's not tracking yet, not looking at it. What do you see over and over and over and over? What's a common theme that you're seeing that as soon as their eyes are open to what are macros and tracking it, what's the biggest difference between those two groups of people?
I tell people, Jason, that if you easiest thing that immediately anybody can do that could probably change their life nutritionally without ever having to open an app or weigh or measure anything, the biggest thing I see in the world is, one, you eat out too much. A limit, especially for lunch. Well, I mean, any meal, but drive-throughs, eating out of convenience instead of, you know, out of being prepared and planned. So eating out too much. There's always exponentially more calories in any meal you eat out versus at home. So eat at home more. They drink too much.
Alcohol.
Yeah, that I mean, that's kind of my big two, is you eat out too much and you drink too much. Cut out the alcohol. And then number three is mindless snacking. So that if I can get people to eat at home and to quit drinking, now they're at home, but instead of sitting there watching that movie with a bowl of Cheetos or whatever it is, or just going by the fridge, like you get a little craving, you open up and grab something. If you could just schedule, hey, I'm only going to eat, I don't care if it's three meals, four meals, whatever you want to do, I'm only going to eat four specific times a day, and it's going to be purposeful. I'm going to sit down with a plate, put my food on my plate, sit at my table and do it. I'm not going to be watching TV, nothing else. I won't make eating the time for eating. If you do that and then add those other three pieces in it, you may not ever need us.
Well, I mean, and that's the fact is information is out there. Yeah. But what's good about you guys and why people do need you is because we all need accountability.
That's right.
To really take the next step. But what would you say?
Well, yeah. Jana? I mean, the truth is what Will's saying is exactly right. However, then you get invited to the party, and then there's the Super Bowl, and then there's the weekend. You've got your whole family in town, and you've got a chef there, and you've got, you know, whatever. Whatever's happening, it kind of derails.
You've got a chef there.
Well, right.
Who the F are you?
Will Hamilton.
Tom Brady.
ask Will what he's doing tonight.
Well, I do have a chef coming to
the house. Awkwardly stare at you for this answer.
It's my dad's 70th birthday, so my whole family's in town, and we came down, and you know we've got a lot of little kids in the family. So instead of going out to a restaurant, we did this for our company meeting over the holidays. You can hire a chef to come to your house and make the meal in your home, and that way they don't have to sit at a table and be quiet for 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah,
everyone can run around in your own home and do your thing while the chef makes the meal, cleans up the meal, and it frankly costs about the same.
Yeah, it's actually really nice.
It's just a better experience.
It is.
So that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Tonight.
So I digress. Probably a bad example. Yeah. Girls' night out.
Oh no! I feel like that was date a night. Fantastic example to bring that in.
Yeah. The reality is, we all, or maybe you're in the stage of life that we're all in right now, where you've got, you know, baseball tournaments all weekend or lacrosse tournaments, and you're traveling, and everyone's like, "Well, we're going to Chili's for lunch, or we're eating lunch here again."
Yeah.
So all of that tends to derail what Will just described, and so getting help with that is important. But I would say that the number one thing that I hear from people and that I see is exactly what you said, which is they're not tracking. When you don't track, you don't have data, and you can't make decisions. Data is what drives your decisions.
Yeah.
So even if you're tracking loosely, you at least are educating yourself and understanding what you're putting in your body.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10, a new client will come to me 10, 14 days into this, maybe it's 2 days into it, and they say, wow, I didn't realize how much fat I was eating. I was eating more protein than that.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
ignorance is a big piece of it.
Ignorance.
How many calories they're eating, period. Like, no one, when you measure every little, you know that olive oil is supposed to be good for you, so you put it in the Italian dish, you just dump some in there. And then once you measure that, I just dumped 400 calories onto my plate. Right. Didn't even realize it by dipping that bread in the olive oil. It's like little things like that that just open your eyes to it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is speaks to the point of what you were trying to make with not eating out, because that's what they do at the restaurants.
Yeah.
So those are just a bunch of hidden fats, hidden calories that you just don't really realize.
Yeah, so being intentional, having a plan is the first step there.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and we're excited. We were excited to be invited here to Lululemon this morning to the opening and partner and meet people that are interested. And we know that Lululemon's been great with partnering with gyms and getting people moving and sweating and outside and running and all these things to do. I don't know. Maybe we're the first that really trying to find a way to bridge the gap into nutrition and how you bridge clothing and nutrition sort of together. I don't know yet. I think that maybe that'll come to us more clarity over time. But it has to happen. I mean, all the things that they
represent.
Well,
we all want to look good in our clothes, don't
right?
we?
Right.
Especially Lulu clothes that are not necessarily loose fitting.
No,
so.
No, they're not. And if you're going to move, you're going to sweat, you're going to run, nutrition is a role in all that.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see what we can do together.
Absolutely.
And it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So
thank you for coming on the podcast. We'll have a deeper episode in the future. Yeah. Synergy Nutrition.
At a restaurant, maybe. With a private chef.
Obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
Or your house.
Wait up. Yeah.
Your private chef.
Could be. All right. Well, I think we're going to wrap it up, are we, Jason?
I think
so. We've been in the sauna cast here for long enough today. No, just kidding. We're having a good time. DJ's here now. We're not going to distract you from him. And we've got a good crowd here at the store. It's been a fun morning. Aaron told us what their number goal is. I think they're going to hit it. I think it's going to be a good day.
There's been a steady line over there all morning.
Yeah. Coffee truck. Hope everybody enjoyed this today. I don't know if you're ever, once again, around Peachtree Corners area, Johns Creek area, come on over here to the Forum. Lululemon store. It's huge. It's beautiful. Again, the artwork is questionable, but besides that, it's wonderful. Yeah. It's a good experience, right?
Yeah, thank you everybody for listening, and thank you, Jana, and all our other guests. It's been fantastic, and we look forward to more in the future.
Yep. Have a good day.
Yep.